Hello, everyone. This is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th Post Office Sanitarian Congregation out of South Island, Libertyville, Texas. Today is February 8, 2018. All right, it's Shebeth 23, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled Sweet Peace, the Gift of Yahweh's Love. There comes to my heart one sweet strain, a glad and a joyous refrain. I sing it again and again. Sweet peace, the gift of Yahshua, peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift of Yahshua. To Yahshua on the cross peace was made. A debt for his death was all paid. And all the foundation is laid for peace, the gift of Yahshua. Peace, peace, sweet peace. Wonderful gifts from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. Sweet peace, the gift of Yahshua. When Yahshua is king, I had crowned. My heart with this peace did abound. And thunderous blessing I found. Sweet peace, the gift of Yahshua. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. Gift of Yahshua, in Yahshua for peace I have found. And as I keep close to his side, there's nothing but peace left every time. Sweet peace, the gift of Yahshua. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift of Yahshua.
Everlasting Covenant, Part 1. We're going to start with Genesis chapter 6. It says, first verse, we're going to start and read all the chapter through each chapter as we come to it. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yahweh saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Yahweh said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Okay, now we go to Galatians 5:16-17, and over there, and Paul calls the Gentiles. Now let's see what he has to say here. Galatians 5:16-17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What is that talking about? There in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, it says, when Yahweh said, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So Yahweh's Spirit's not going to always strive with man. If he tells you to organize his system, and he appoints you as a leader of it, and he tells you to get it set up, and perform your vows according to the vows you've made, if you can't do that, well then he withdraws his blessings from you, and he eventually withdraws his Holy Spirit from you. That's what he's talking about here. Paul talking to the Gentiles, he's telling them, he says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Okay. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. This is what's wrong with all of us today. Until we come into 100% conformity with the Spirit, we're going to have this here backwards and forward, just going, hitting and a missing. Okay, so now it says here in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of Yahweh came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. And Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented to Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. But Noah, he found grace. Now it says, verse 9, that these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Yahweh, and Noah begat three sons, of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay, the earth also was corrupt before Yahweh, and the earth was filled with folly. Yahweh looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Yahweh said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive, and partake thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food to thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that Yahweh commanded him. So did he. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house unto the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by seven, a male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, a male and his female. The fowls also of the air by seven, a male and a female. To keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made I'll destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Yahweh commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the floods of the waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of the clean beasts, and of the beasts that are not clean, and of the fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. They went in two and two unto Noah and to the ark, the male and the female, as Yahweh had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of the heaven were open. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah and to the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as Yahweh had commanded him, and the Yahweh shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark. And it was lifted up above the earth, and the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Genesis 8:3-4 says, And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. Okay. So in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, and Yahweh remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him, and the ark, and Yahweh made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water also, the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of the heaven were stopped, and the rain from the heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month. So, the 17th day of the seventh month, that was 2 days into the Feast of Tabernacles week. Because the 15th day of the seventh month was a holy day. It was the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the solemn assembly. Okay? So, in the Feast of Tabernacles week, the ark rested upon Ararat. And the ark rested in the seventh month, and on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, which would be a new moon Sabbath, holy day, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass, at the end of the 40 days, that Noah opened a window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, and the first day of the month, which is on a new moon Sabbath, a holy day, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dry. And Yahweh spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wives, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto Yahweh, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Yahweh smelled a sweet savor, and the Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living, as I have done. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Okay. I have a cross record here on Isaiah 54:9. Let's see what that has to offer. It says, "For this is the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Yeshua that hath mercy on thee." And our title is Everlasting Covenant, so this goes very well with that title. Verse 10 of Isaiah 54, I'll read it again. "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Yahweh that hath mercy on thee." We know during the flood that the mountains appeared after the flood that weren't there before, and the hills have been removed and moved around and scattered around. This is the type in Noah's day. Okay, so now we go back to Genesis. We begin in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. "And Yahweh blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fish of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat, and surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast, will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood by man, shall be his blood be shed. For in the image of Yahweh made he man. And you, be ye fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And Yahweh spake unto Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, And I behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the fowl of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, and to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. Yahweh said, This is the token of the covenant which I have made, which I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for the perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Now remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall be no more, shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Yahweh and every living creature of all flesh that is up on the earth, and Yahweh said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant that shall have established between me and all flesh that is up on the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham, and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. Genesis 10 verse 6 says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mesuram, and Put, and Canaan. Okay. Verse 19 in Genesis chapter 9. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without, and Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it up on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Yahweh shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Genesis chapter 10, verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, well, actually, let's don't go into that. Let's go now to Genesis chapter 17, and let's pick up some more on this theme of the everlasting covenant. In chapter 17, verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in thy generation for an everlasting covenant, to be a Yahweh unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Okay, so let's pick up the whole 17th chapter, starting with verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I'm the Almighty Yahweh, walk before me and be thou perfect. I remember we read about Noah being perfect all his days. Well, Abraham also was commanded to walk before Yahweh and be perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and Yahweh talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a Yahweh unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their Elohim. Yahweh said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man's child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man's child in your generations. either is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Okay, that's very good. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be called, shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And Yahweh said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Yahweh went up from Abraham. And Yahweh took Ishmael, his son, and all that was born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Yahweh had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. So Ishmael was also circumcised. And the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael, his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Genesis 18:1. And Yahweh appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, 3 men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, my Yahweh, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fresh, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you your heart. After that, you shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, and eat it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf tender, and did, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. They said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, Thy wife shall have a son, and Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my master, being old also? And Yahweh said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Yahweh? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according unto the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the man rose up from thence and looked forward. Sodom and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahweh said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation? And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that the Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7. And Yahweh said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Yahweh, and Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Yahweh said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto Yahweh, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 down there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, let not the Yahweh be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be found 30 be found there, and he said, I will not do it, but find 30 there. He said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Yahweh. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there, and he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, let not the Yahweh be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there, and he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Yahweh went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. End of chapter 18. Leviticus 24, verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Yahweh contain it. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Yahweh contain it. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2 tenths deal shall be in 1 cake. And thou shalt sit them in 2 rows, 6 on a row upon the pure table before the Yahweh. And thou shalt put frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh. every Sabbath, and he shall sit it in the order before the ark continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire, by a perpetual statute. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of the Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of Yahweh and cursed, and they brought him unto Moses. And his mother's name was Shilomet, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward that the mind of the Yahweh might be showed them. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses his Yahweh shall bear his sin. But you know, that's what happened down here at Kermit. In essence, they cursed Yahweh. Whenever they told Yahweh, we'll not have this man to rule over us, we won't accept this message from heaven that he says he's got from heaven, we won't accept it. They in their heart cursed Yahweh. They cursed him. And said, they're accusing Yahweh, the Father, of sending a bad representative. They didn't like Yahshua, the representative that he sent there to Kermit. Because that representative didn't approve of Brother Johnson's conduct and accept him in his sins of continued leading the house of Esau. And because he wouldn't approve of that, he says, well, this man will not preach from my pulpit. This man that Yahshua has chosen to take my place, he will not preach from my pulpit. That pulpit is no more today, I can tell you that. And it says in verse 16, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger and he that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh shall be put to death. And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death, and he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish at his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done unto him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it, and he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. You shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for the one of your own country. For I am the Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses spake to the children of Israel that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp and stone him with the stones, and the children of Israel did as the Yahweh commanded Moses. End of Leviticus 24. Now let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 23. Let's see what we got there. Let's go over to verse 1. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, for the anointed of the Yahweh of the Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, for the Spirit of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The Yahweh of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me. Now who is the Rock of Israel? It's Yahshua the King, the Son of Yahweh. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Yahweh. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun arises, even a morning without the clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by the clear shining after the rain. Although my house be not so with Yahweh, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure for this is all my salvation, and all my desire. Although he make it not to grow, that the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hand. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron, and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with the fire in the same place. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Ezite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel were gone away. verse 10. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Yahweh wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only the spoil. Now once again in verse 5 he said, although my house be not so with the Yahweh, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things. Okay, and sure, for this is my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Okay. Back to verse 11, 2 Samuel chapter 23. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Yahweh wrought a great victory. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of the Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hole, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of the Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it unto David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Yahweh. And he said, be it far from me, O Yahweh, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men, and Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among three, and he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among three. Was he not most honorable of the three? Wherefore, he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not unto the first three, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of the snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not unto the first three. And David set him over his guard. and Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of the Bethlehem, Shammah, the Harodite, Elika, the Harodite, Helez, and Paltite, Ara, the son of Ichish, and the Tekoa, and it goes on for the next, about 12 verses, listing all these names. So I'm not going to go into that. Let us continue now with our study, and it would be 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We're dealing with the everlasting covenant. Start with verse 1. So they brought the ark of Yahweh and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. They offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before the Yahweh. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Yahweh. And he dealt unto every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Yahweh and to record and to thank and praise the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. For the Asaph as the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattaniah, and Eliab, and Benaniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with the cymbals. The Benaiah also, and Jehaziel, the priest with the trumpets, contended for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Yahweh and to the hand of the Asaph and his brethren. Okay, and it says, give thanks unto Yahweh, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek to Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Yahweh or Elohim, his judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the words which he commanded unto a thousand generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and had confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When ye were there but few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from one nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and great is to be praised. He also is to be feared among all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Yahweh made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Yahweh, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice, and let men say, among the nations, Yahweh reigneth. Let the sea roar, and in the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of the Yahweh, because he cometh to judge the earth. This is Yahshua, actually, cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Yahshua, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O Yahweh of our salvation, O King of our salvation, Yahshua, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel forever and ever. All the people said Amen and praise the Yahweh. So he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Yahweh, Aesop and his brethren, to minister before the Ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom, with their brethren 80, Obed-Edom, also the son of Jeduthun and Hosah, to be reporters, or to be porters. And Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests, behold, now before the tabernacle of the Yahweh in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto Yahweh upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, and to do according unto all that is written in the law. There's your morning and evening, there's your twice daily service, of which the Yahweh commanded Israel. And with them Haman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by the name, to give thanks unto Yahshua, because his mercy endureth forever. And with him, Haman and Jeduthun, with the trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with the musical instruments of Yahweh, and their sons of Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man unto his house, and David returned to bless his house. The old rugged cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, and a love that old cross where the dearest and best were burned above, sinners were slain. Oh, cherish the old rugged cross, and I trophy at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange you someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of Yah left his glory above to bear it to God Calvary. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, in exchange someday for a crown. And the old rugged cross shameth not so divine, the wondrous beauty I see. But upon that old cross, he also suffered and died, he pardoned and sanctified me. So cherish the old rugged cross, and my trophies at last I lay down. For pain to the old rugged cross,
Oh, the cross.